Well, the Hong Kong government is expected to announce a new phase in its crackdown on months of mass protests. Later today, it's anticipated the pro-Beijing cabinet will invoke century-old emergency power regulations and ban face masks, as Julia Holman reports.
During the 17 weeks of demonstrations, many protesters on the streets of Hong Kong have covered their faces with masks. They're doing it both to protect their identities and to shield them from debris and tear gas. But some pro-Beijing lawmakers want to ban protesters from wearing face masks. Elizabeth Kwok is one of them.
It's not the absolute solution, but it's one of the solutions that can help handle today's Hong Kong critical situation.
Chan Chau Kwong is the chairman of the Junior Police Officers Association. He says if the ban is brought in, it will make it easier for police to collect evidence of violent acts.
It's challenging for the police officers to collect evidence if the protesters wear masks.
But critics of Hong Kong's government are outraged by the proposed ban.
I think this whole thing is absolutely disgraceful and unnecessary.
According to Emily Lau, a former member of the Hong Kong Legislative Council and former chairperson of the Hong Kong Democratic Party, the move won't deter protesters.
Last night I received a number of messages calling on all the people to wear face masks today, and people are not intimidated.
She points out that while protesters are often masked, so too are law enforcement officers.
The police are wearing them. So even if you're beaten up by the police, you cannot lodge a complaint because you don't know which police officer beat you up. So people are saying, OK, if you force the protesters to unmask, what about the police?
Kevin Yam is a Hong Kong lawyer and political commentator. He says the proposed crackdown on masks, as well as a proposal to allow police to detain people for 96 hours, are disturbing.
Worse still, the government is not planning to legislate for these things through the usual course of putting draft legislation through the Legislative Council. What they plan to do instead is to invoke the Emergency Regulations Ordinance, which basically allows the government essentially to rule by decree.
How significant is it that they're bringing in these regulations? Are they something that's regularly invoked?
No, not at all. This is absolutely extraordinary stuff. There are two things that are worrying. One are the proposals themselves. How are you going to enforce a ban on face masks in a city where everyone is, for want of a better term, germophobic? But even more worrying still is this idea that in a modern cosmopolitan international financial center, a government is still seeking to resort to laws that were at first enacted in 1922 to essentially rule by decree.
And Kevin Yam says that protesters are working ways around the face mask ban even before it's introduced.
There's already a lot of posts in social media about how to do elaborate makeup and the like.
The emergency regulation ordinance may be announced later today and could be enforced as early as tomorrow.
Julia Holman.